Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey, The Bird Show.
We're all back from vacation here. Later on, we'll check in with Jeff on his trip to Panama. And earlier this morning, we talked to Jen about El Salvador.
And it was random. We didn't all end up in, the three of us at least end up in Central America on purpose.
Yeah, definitely. Because we usually, mileage-wise, we usually try to separate ourselves from
very far.
As far as we can go from each other. One's out in Australia. The other one's in New York City. The other one's in Buenos Aires. But the way it worked out this time, three of us were in Central America. And I took my trip. This is the trip I take every year by myself. No friends, no family, just to get away, totally defrag, right? So I was supposed to be down there for 7 days, but I couldn't do it.
I knew it. I bet on it.
I couldn't do it that long.
Came back early.
I came back early, yeah, for a couple of reasons. A, I jacked my knee up months ago playing soccer.
Yes.
And I had already booked this trip, so I was going to surf for 7 days, which is the reason why I went to the town that I went to, was just to surf, right? But I figured, you know what? I won't be able to surf, but I'll still be in Costa Rica, man. I'll just chill on the beach, and I'll drive around, and I'll make it happen because it's Costa Rica. So I'll figure out something. So I went down there and was bored to tears on the third day, and I'll tell you why. Because the second day, I went deep sea fishing. Aww. First day there, plane lands. I go straight to the beach, chill out. Second day, I decide, you know what? I'm going to catch this marlin. Because this has been my life.
Stream marlin.
And the history here, if you don't listen to The Bird Show, is I have been trying to catch a marlin since I was like 17 years old. After I read Old Man and the Sea, just been a dream of mine, and I am cursed when it comes to fishing.
And now your life is like Old Man and the Sea. You just cannot catch this marlin.
There is. I have actually turned into that guy. I'm as old as the dude in the book.
No, you're not old, but I'm just saying you'll be 80 years old, and you will still be trying to catch this marlin.
So, you know, and I've gone deep sea fishing so many times. I've spent so much time in the water. And now we're talking about thousands of dollars trying to catch a marlin. Because it's just so, I don't know, it's kind of romantic but rugged. And I just want to get it done. And now it's just a goal. So I've been to Cabo San Lucas. Didn't work out there. I surfed in Costa before and Key West. I've gone to the sports fishing capitals of the world. And I never get a nibble. Everybody was telling me Costa Rica, again, is the place you got to go and give it a try. So second day I'm there, I decide, let's do it. This is going to be it. So through the hotel, I told them what my dilemma was. I'm like, dudes, I have the worst luck when it comes to sport fishing. So just set me up with the most experienced guy you have because I want to come home with a story. I really want this.
Did you remember the banana thing?
I did. In fact, I had the legend.
I forgot about that.
Do you remember?
The legend is, and we found this out because the last time I was complaining that I went deep sea fishing and didn't catch anything, it's like bananas in the fishing world are bad luck, is the legend. That you're not supposed to eat bananas. They're not supposed to be on the boat. Somebody joked and said you're not even supposed to have like banana boat like
the sunscreen
anywhere. So I actually had some lip balm that was banana boat that I left in the hotel and I didn't bring it on. I was not risking anything, right?
Good.
So I say, give me the most experienced dude you have. So they make a call. She says to me, I know exactly who you're going out with. So I pull up to this guy's boat and he's got this little itty bitty fishing boat. And it really was just like the one in The Old Man and the Sea. Now, I've gone deep sea fishing before, and they're usually like double-decker boats, and they've got like GPS and fish finders and everything. Not this dude. This was the real deal.
See, this is like Rocky. This is the whole thing about the Russian cabin. See, you know, when Rocky, you know, got popular and he had all his fancy gym and stuff, he didn't win.
Mm-mm.
But no, but when he went to the Russian
cabin,
he
got raw,
rugged, grew his beard, then he won.
Kicked some ass,
see?
Right?
See?
So I'm looking at this guy, really dark skin. I mean, leathery skin. He doesn't hardly have any teeth. He's wearing like a long sleeve t-shirt that fishermen wear, really leathery, sun drenched. This is my boy right here.
Did he speak any English?
Hardly at all.
Perfect.
I probably
perfect. Even better.
Perfect.
What if he walked up to the dock eating a banana? What would you have done?
He'd have been like, no.
here's what he understood, because I had two different ways I could have gone with this. I could have gone right offshore and caught like tuna and smaller fish, or gone deep sea fishing for the big stuff, sailfish, marlin. So as soon as I got off, you know, out of the car and onto the boat, I said to him, look, man, I sailfish, marlin, sailfish, marlin today. Oh, wait, today. So he understood it, and he started changing the baits, and he changed the hooks and everything, and all of a sudden these big-ass hooks come out. Dude was serious. He's like,
sweet.
Nice.
Just gave me this. Didn't even say see, just thumbs up. So we're in his little itty-bitty boat, and it's probably, I'm guessing, 12 feet long, maybe.
That's little.
It's little. It's a little itty-bitty boat, but he's got all the rods out. We're all good to go. It took us about between 60 and 90 minutes to get out in deep swell. Oh, yeah, and I forgot this part. As I was going into the boat, this changed everything about my trip. As I was going into the boat, you know, I got the bad right leg, right?
Yeah.
I'm going into the boat, and I pivot wrong on it, and my knee clicks three times and goes out on me, and I fall back into the water.
Oh. You fell into
with my backpack on. So my camera, phone, everything, which should have been the sign, right?
Oh, no.
So I'm in pain, and we're out there 90 minutes in deep swells, and my knee is hurting, but I'm like, someone is trying to put as many obstacles up as they can, because today is going to be the day that I catch this marlin.
Wow.
So everything's all set up, you know? I mean, I'm looking at him. It's a beautiful day. There's nobody else out in the water. But at this point, it's 7:30, 8 in the morning. I mean, I got up at 6, ready to go. 6 hours, not one nibble.
No. Nothing.
Not Nothing. One nibble.
You're
not
kidding.
And listen to me. When y'all are emailing me, telling me I don't know how to fish and I'm doing things wrong, there was never a fish on the hook. Not one nibble. When we got back to shore, through a translator, he said he's never, ever, ever gone out that far in his 60 years of fishing. He said these words.
No way.
My friend just said in his 60 years of fishing, he has never gone out that far and never caught a fish.
Dude, it's you. What is going on?
It is
your curse.
It is something.
Like for the first 4 hours.
Terrible.
The first 4 hours, I was kind of chuckling about it. Like, okay, you know what?
Uh-huh,
it's kind of funny. I mean, this is my record. This is what I'm going to have. But the last 2 hours, I started to get a little pissy about it.
I would have been too.
Oh, man.
That How sucks. Frustrating. So you literally just sat there with this. It's just you and him.
For 6 hours. And he was as stubborn as I was also, because I think the trip was supposed to be like 4 hours.
And he was like, oh, no, no.
We're catching
we're
something.
Staying some-
so we stayed out there in like the rough seas. And he did. I mean, he was busted. In his ass. I've gone on enough of these things where I know when the crew is being lazy and when they're not. It was just me and him. He is doing everything he can. Not one nibble, y'all. Not one nibble.
So you now it's a challenge to fishermen to try to get you out there to catch it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's like this bad luck thing.
Or well, they just refuse to take you.
Well, when I tell the fishermen, they think it's funny because they know that in their waters that can never possibly happen. So they're almost like, I'm going to be the guy that breaks your record. Get in my boat and let's do this thing. And it's really, really weird. Now it's like now I'm starting to think it's like a little weird curse going on.
Weird.
Yeah, that is really frustrating.
Totally frustrating. So I had an opportunity 2 days later to go out and do it, but I literally was limping around Costa Rica for 2 days. I couldn't get around. So I was sitting in my beach chair for 2 days, and I was bored. And the more I was thinking, the more I was missing my family. And I'm like, I could either spend one more day on the water trying to catch this fish, or I can fly back on Thursday and hang out with my family the last half. And I'm like, screw the fishing. So I flew back.
So you came back. Well, did you sit around and watch other people surf? Because I thought that in my mind, I was like, he's going to miss his family. And second of all, I was like, he's going to be sitting around watching other people be able to do what he wants to do. And he can't with the knee. And that's why you would go home.
Yeah. Right outside my hotel is one of the best breaks in that area.
No
way. Surfers were in the water all morning, all day and all night. So I couldn't do a thing about it.
That's frustrating.
So there was some humor in it, but I'm like, I just got to get out of here because it was just driving me nuts.
I can't believe you
filled it. Dude, six more hours, y'all. 6 hours.
Maybe it's
and
true.
Another $400. I felt so bad for him. I tipped him like 50, 60 bucks, which down there is huge.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to take my money.
He was like, no, we didn't catch anything. Don't.
We caught nothing.
Weird.
You don't give me any money.
He got like the expert of the world, and he still couldn't get a bite.
I broke him. I broke him. He was so sad. This is what he said to me as I got off the boat. I remember this. He said, I'm sad for you.
Oh, no. Did he say it in Spanish?
In his broken English. I'm sad for you.
Oh, my God.
Because I think sad. I'm the only one that's ever gone out that hasn't caught a fish.
Oh, he will get so frustrated.
He'll get really sad.
He's going to get frustrated. And as an old man, it'll be just you in the boat with the marlin.
I know.
Old man in the sea.
And that'll be my fate right there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How's it going, man?
Okay, dude.
I'm
how are you?
Sad for Bert.
Doing all right. Sorry about the trip. Sounds like you had a rough time out there.
You know what, dude? At the end of the day, it's still Costa Rica. I got away for 5 days, so I'm not bitching.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I'm a guide for stripers in the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, right now, we're fishing the Romes up in, the rivers up in Rome, Georgia. And I figure you deserve a free trip after all that, man.
Don't do this to yourself and your fishing club. Please don't do this.
Dan,
don't ask me to come. I will not come and mess things up for you.
I know you're a guide and anything, and I don't want to overstep boundaries, but there's no marlin in the rivers in North Georgia.
Well, there's no marlin in the Pacific Ocean today.
The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.